Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy.
Samuel, thank you for talking to Gothenburg-400.com. Could you please tell us what exactly you are trying to do at this spot, you know, by distributing pancakes on a lovely evening, on a Friday evening, especially you are with a group of youngsters?
We are here with a group of youths from different parts from Sweden. We had a week with community in a church. It's an organization called Pancake Church. We had a week with communion and fellowship with God. And now we want to reach out to people. And we share pancakes with cream and, loving on people, sharing the love of God.
Very good. Samuel, when I look at you and your colleagues who are sitting here, most of them are young. It's quite surprising in the sense that at a time when the attendance to the church is decreasing in Sweden, you guys are doing something. It's really surprising. Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, I think so. And I believe so. That there is a change coming in the church and in Sweden. God is touching people. God is touching us. And I believe that He wants to touch people all over Sweden. And He has touched our hearts. And He wants to give it away. And when we do that, we see that when we take Jesus to the streets, we see that he touches people in wonderful ways.
Can you please explain in wonderful ways means how, Samuel?
Yeah, we are just sharing His love with people. We are praying for people who has different sicknesses and pain and pray that Jesus would come and take away the pain. And we have seen Jesus heal people from different diseases and different, from pain several times. Knee back problems and football teams who had pain, and all the team gets healed. It's so good because He is the same today as He was 2,000 years ago. He is alive, and today He does the same thing through His church, His body, as He did then. And He's so good, and He loves people. And that's why we do this.
Okay. Yeah. What made you to bring you and your friends here this evening?
Because we believe that He loves everybody on the streets. We have been touched by Him, and we want to see Him touch people with the same love that we have been touched with.
Who supports you, Pancake Shirka? Is it Svenska Shirkan or other church?
Ecumenic organization.
Oh, ecumenical organization.
Yeah, ecumenical organization with people from the Swedish church and different churches. There's no
particular church.
Okay.
When you look at the world and when you look at Sweden,
yeah,
the attendance to the church has decreased in Sweden.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because we have turned away from the real deal.
Sorry?
We have turned away from the real deal.
We have turned away from the real deal.
I think that. We have started to talk about different stuff that is not Jesus. I really believe that when we turn back to speaking about Jesus and the cross and His love and forgiveness and the Father's love, I believe that's the way. People need Jesus. They don't need positive energy or movies or stuff. They need
some
they
other
need
forms him. Of entertainment or something.
Exactly. They need Jesus.
One theory is that because Sweden has become a developed country, there is no need for God, and that's why Sweden has become less God-oriented country.
Yeah.
But you guys are coming back. How can you explain that, Samuel?
I believe that's one of the reasons. But God has not left Sweden. God has Sweden on His mind, and He so longs to touch His country again. And He is coming with His power and His love.
Thank you, Samuel.
Wow, so good talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you get time, please share your views. Thank you.